It's the Major League Eating Podcast.
All right, everybody, it is the Major League Eating Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for your support of Major League Eating. Let's go to MajorLeagueEating.com. 4th of July is nigh, and a few more slots left at the table, so the action is hot and heavy. Joining us from Dubuque, Iowa, fellow Midwesterner Aaron Ostoff. How are you?
Not too bad. Thanks for having me.
Well, we just found out you're in Iowa. I'm a native of Minnesota. And here's a Big Ten joke. What do Wisconsin cheerleaders do at halftime?
Don't know.
Graze. Okay, let's start. usually the Minnesotans and the Iowans, you know, that's usually the way the joke goes. But there's a healthy rivalry between the states and the Midwest, don't you think?
Oh, sure. I mean, you always have to have a rivalry, and you pick the closest states, and it just works.
Now, let me ask you this. Your story is very interesting because you pretty much were sitting there and said, you know, I think I could do this. Tell us about the story of how you decided to get into all of this.
Yeah, you know what? It's last year I was sitting in my living room on my couch with my family, and 4th of July, and we watched the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest on TV. And I turned to my wife and I said, you know what? I want to do that. I think I'm going to give this a try. And, you know, now, you know, almost a year later, I'm sitting here and got my ticket to Coney Island, and it's just been a whirlwind, and I'm just so excited. I can't even explain it.
Well, what was your wife's reaction to this? I mean, did she just say, yeah, give it a go?
Yeah, definitely. You know what it was? Probably a couple months earlier than that, just as a joke, she signed me up there was a nacho eating contest here in town. She signed me up as a joke. You know, Obviously at that point I didn't know that I kind of had the ability to do this. And I walked away with the crown and the title. And after that, I got thinking, you know, I want to try the hot dogs. So 4th of July, we watched it on TV. And then about a month later, you know, living in Iowa, we have county fairs.
Right.
So our county fair every year has a hot dog eating contest. So I signed up for it. It was a 3-minute contest. I did 13 hot dogs and buns in 3 minutes. I think the closest guy had like two. So I thought, you know what? Maybe I could do this. So that's kind of my story.
Oh my gosh. Natural talent, natural ability. I love it. Now your family travels with you as well, don't they?
Oh yeah, you know, whenever they can, they travel with us. You know, a lot of the contests that are close to us are at, you know, with the Isle casinos. So if the kids can go to those contests with us, they do. If not, my wife is always there with me.
So is she like your manager, or is it? So I mean, are you turning this into a family affair?
You know what? She likes to take the credit as, you know, kind of pushing me in this direction, this competitive eating direction. I wouldn't call her my manager. I'd call her my biggest supporter.
Okay, that's fair. So do any of your kids have, are they showing any eating ability early on?
Do you know what? My son is completely fascinated with it all, but, you know, he's 11 years old, so we're trying to teach him manners and, hey, you can't eat like dad does at the contest. You never know. It could be in his blood.
Oh, that's hilarious. So let's talk about the 4th of July. This is going to be, you know, your next round at the table at the 4th. What are your expectations going in, and do you have a strategy?
You know what? I'm just trying to mentally prepare myself for it all because of the magnitude of the event. You know, I've never been to a contest where there's 40,000 people watching it live and then maybe a couple million watching at home. I'm just trying to mentally prepare myself for it. Obviously, I set goals in my head. You know, I'd like to go in and kind of break my personal record. You know, I've got a number in my head, maybe 30, 31 hot dogs. That's what I'm hoping for.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. Now, you are known on the tour as one of, you know, one of the nice guys. And, you know, so if it's someone from Iowa, I would expect that as well. Now, do you have a little bit of a mean streak, or is being nice just your thing?
Yeah, you know what? I think being nice is just my thing. You know, I try to get along with everyone. And, I'm a little bit older than most of the other guys on the circuit, so I got all that meanness out of my system when I was in my early 20s. So now, being in my late 30s, you know, I'm just kind of a go with the flow guy, and whatever will be, will be.
Okay. So no smack talking here.
No, no, not my style.
Okay. But plenty of pats on the back for all the guys.
Yeah, definitely. Sure. Definitely.
That's very cool. So before we got into the interview, you and I talked about just, I mean, Iowa is just an absolutely beautiful state, and it's not a state that people necessarily think about. Be the Iowa State Chamber of Commerce and give us the short blurb to tell people to come visit Iowa.
You know, really, like we talked about before, Iowa is a beautiful state. You know, when people think about Iowa who've never been to Iowa, you think, okay, it's farmers, it's farmland. But really, you know, the city, there's the cities are beautiful. You know, I live in Dubuque, and we live right along the Mississippi River, so there's bluffs and a lot of beautiful architecture. It's a great place to visit.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Well, Aaron, thank you so much for joining us. We wish you the best of luck. We look forward to seeing that smile of yours on stage in New York, and keep up the great work, my friend. Thanks for joining us.
All right. Thanks for having me.